So babies need to eat, but they can't. Is that a big problem? Well, yes, it's a big problem. How big? So you would think the Biden administration would do something about it, and they certainly could if they wanted to. They could do anything. These are the people who claim to have the power to control global weather systems, the power to bend human biology to their will. So nothing is beyond the scope of their powers. And yet in this particular case, Joe Biden is in no hurry to fix the problem. In fact, he joked about it today.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have, but we moved as quickly as a problem became apparent to us.
Well, if we'd been better mind readers, get it? It's hilarious because actually nobody can read minds. Joe Biden's being sarcastic like your 14-year-old daughter. Lay off, Dad, it's not my fault. Okay, so Joe Biden does not read minds, but the question is, does anyone in the White House read newspapers or watch television news? Supplies of baby formula were down at least 20% as far back as January. That was not hidden knowledge, it was public knowledge. It was out there. Okay, so Joe Biden has been on this problem since February. So why is it still a problem? Why is it still impossible to buy baby formula in stores in San Antonio tonight? Well, the White House has an answer for that too. And the answer is greedy mothers. They're the problem.
How dare those moms want their kids to have formula?
Well, it's difficult for, I think, for people not to hoard things.
Well, I mean,
when it comes to their children,
yeah,
you know,
when you think there's a crisis coming, you pick up one or two extra ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do the same thing with the canned beans.
Yeah, would it be that that our government was as on top of that?
Right.
Well, he says they responded as soon as they could.
Well, they've known since February, since they shut the one plant down in Michigan.
Right.
Which now they say they're suing. Heard the story last night. They're suing Abbott, I think, for telling them to hurry up and get it. Well, they're, you know, in other words,
helpful.
Save our bacon.
Right.
Get up and running. You're making us look bad. When I'm sure when the FDA came in and shut it down, they slow walk everything. Well, they didn't know they were slow walking a crisis coming into being. And now everybody's caught with their pants down.
Well, apparently, they have reached an agreement with regulators to restart production.
Right.
In its largest factory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to be over a month before anything ships.
You just don't flip the switch to get a line up and running like that.
So. Right. Right.
It's just another crisis.
Day in paradise.
Yeah, and it seems like these guys are the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing.
That's a blast from the past.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's Come to the Table Tuesday.
Yep.
We hope you'll participate with that today. It's brought to you by Harvest Baptist Church, where they remind you it's time to be kind.
They do.
And Honey Baked Ham there, mm-hmm, on Candler's Mountain Road. We'll talk about that a little bit later. If you haven't put in for that, though, do send us an entry and let us get your name in that. You could win box lunches for up to 10 people.
Sounds good.
Here's our thought of the day for today. It's from Babe Ruth. Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because he did strike out.
Yeah, quite a few home runs,
but
too.
But he nailed it, too.
Damn,
that's right.
I have quite a few home runs.
Hey, it's your day today. Are you excited?
What do you mean? The fact that it's my wife's birthday? Happy birthday, honey.
Well, it is her day because today is National Pack Rat Day.
Oh, I'm sorry it fell on your birthday, sweetheart.
No, Carrie, you love it. They're encouraging them not to be pack rats.
Oh, no. It's got to be recognition because it's such a good thing.
No, but I'm not surprised you think of it like that.
Today, here's our Mind Jam trivia, 434-248-0704. If you want to participate, it is National Pack Rat Day. I'm feeling those warm and fuzzies.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of stuff we keep do we actually use? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife is calculating as we speak.
Well, I should get you, like, the Pack Rat King crown or something.
I probably have one. It's in the garage.
I just can't get to
it
right
there's
now.
There's another one in the basement, too.
That's right. So we want to know, what percentage of the stuff we keep do we actually use? So you can text that to us this morning.
I'll tell you what. Just so you don't think I'm keeping this around for no reason.
Your little junky toy car.
My little junky toy car. I just used it. So
I keep my toys on my work area unapologetically. I get it. On this day in history, in 1944, General Eisenhower sets D-Day for June the 5th. Now, you know that was an exciting day.
Yeah.
When that announcement was made. Maybe not as exciting as D-Day, but you could see the end was near.
Yeah, and I mean, if you ever want to watch a good movie, Tom Selleck playing Dwight Eisenhower, and the movie is all about leading up to D-Day and how they made decisions, and it's very, very well done. I highly recommend it.
In 1970, an anonymous buyer purchases one of the pairs of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, bought them for $15,000 at an MGM studio auction, and donates them to the Smithsonian Institute.
Hmm. Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back.
Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
You stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone.
Is that Nancy Pelosi with the green makeup?
You have no power here. Be gone. Oh, love it. Yeah, they auctioned off a lot of stuff. And I've been watching The Offer on Paramount about the making of The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
And in one of the scenes, they're mocking the head of MGM, saying, well, you know, we're not in quite as bad a shape as you are after Love Story, after they did Love Story.
Okay, yeah.
So we're not having a fire sale and selling off all of our... It's like, yikes, that's not nice. So there. 1973, Stevie Wonder releases this musical single, and it goes to number one. It wins him a Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance.
You are the sunshine of my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-mm, yeah, yeah. You are the apple of my eye.
I don't think you can listen to that and be in a bad mood.
No.
I don't see... Should be mandatory listening every morning.
Many a time at dinners, boy, I tell you, old and young alike love that song.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
We got some birthdays today.
We do.
Craig Ferguson having a birthday today.
Yep. Former CBS late night show guy. Interesting cat.
It was your mother was married to...
To my father.
To your father.
My,
Hey, these days, you know, that's something. So you were in the army as a child?
Yes. Wow. I was like a prodigy Nikita style.
Can you do all that? Can you do all that kind of...
And he would lean... If you watched any of the videos, there's still tons of them up online. He leans into these female guests. I mean, he's practically in their lap. He's quite a flirt. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe the Me Too kicked him
off.
But
he seems, I don't know, he seems a...
He is funny.
A bit harmless, though. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah, like non-threatening.
Yes.
He's got that Scottish thing going on.
He does.
Turning 60 today.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Alexander is turning 49.
Men are not attracted to the smell of death. Really? Okay, that's enough.
You'd want to know if you had Marfan syndrome, wouldn't you?
You did it again?
Orbicularis oculi and pars orbitalis.
What are you doing?
Peeling off her face.
She did not just say that.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you played that.
From Rosalie and Isles. She's the quirky little... I guess you have to be a little quirky to be a forensic person.
You know, I would think so. You'd have to try to keep it light.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Inya is having a birthday today, moving on, and is turning 61 today.
Sail away after that last bit.
Mm-hmm.
She says this like 500 times.
I played that song a lot.
That was a big
hit. Honestly, it didn't get on my nerves like it probably should.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's just one step away from Baby Shark, when you think about it.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah, but I still loved it.
Yeah.
Weird.
This next guy, Hill Harper, 56. He was on CSI New York. Very, very intelligent guy. And does a lot of really great things when it comes to reaching the black community.
And to the extent that we undereducate our young people, yet we say, oh, you know, come on, do something. But we're not educating them. We aren't providing a foundation for them to build a life. We're providing a foundation to build another life, an alternate life, which is this mass incarceration life. We have to deal with the education of our young people in urban environments especially.
And he's, you know, making an effort to do that. So, good guy.
Mm-hmm. And then we have one more drummer, Bill Burford of Yes, and King Crimson is 73.
Got that boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You making it happen.
Definitely hear him.
Owner of the Lonely Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
By Yes. Yes, again, yes, yes, yes. And it's happy birthday to my wife. I just gotta, I failed this morning. I was so out of it.
You didn't tell her happy birthday?
I didn't. So I'm making up for it right now.
Wow.
I mean, I got to the station and I looked at the date. I mean, I'm normally it's like the first thing out of my mouth.
Right.
And, of course, we're not sleeping in the same bedroom right now because...
Well, did you even see her?
Well, I did see her. She got up and, you know, started with her workout and stuff.
Oh, she probably got up so you could wish her happy birthday.
Yeah, so...
Loser!
I am a loser today. So I have to make it up in some sort of way. Honey, I love you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Okay, maybe I'm getting...
You know how you could make it up to her?
How?
You could, like, go home today.
Mm-hmm.
And clean out your garage.
No, oh,
you could make like a huge donation to the Goodwill.
God. Oh,
and that would she would be so happy. That would be the best birthday ever.
It would be,
and I would. And it's National Pack Rat Day. This is the day to do it.
Dead and gone already. That's the only way that's going to happen. I will be dead and gone.
Kara, I tried, girl. I tried.
Today is National Pack Rat Day. What percentage of stuff we keep? Do we actually use? That is a great question. I guessed at it.
Okay.
I was wrong.
We've got other folks guessing at it, too.
Okay.
25%, mm-hmm. 30%. Several people said 30%.
Okay.
We'll tell you what the answer is when we return.
619.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I like it. Sing his birthday today.
60? No, I'm
61.
Sorry.
61. Yeah. Hey, we're getting lots of guesses in with our Mind Jam.
Yeah, it is National Pack Rat Day.
Yeah.
Disturbance in the Force. Now that I know what it means.
He was excited at first. Yeah. He thought it was a day honoring those who collect junk.
Yeah, exactly.
Much like himself.
So as a pack rat, what percentage of stuff do I keep that I actually use? I said to you yesterday, 10%, but it's probably a little higher.
Well, Teresa said, from the amount of stuff we purged when we moved, I would say we didn't use 70 to 75% of what we owned.
Hmm.
Also, this just in from your wife.
Oh,
if Mark would clean out his garage, that would count as birthday, anniversary, Valentine's, and Christmas for 5 years.
Oh, come on, honey.
Wow.
Come on.
There's going to be men all over saying, you better get on that.
Come on.
the answer.
The garage doors are closed at all times. You don't even have to look in.
Are you embarrassed by your garage?
I am embarrassed when I open the door right now because okay. I'm still...
See, that's the sign of a hoarder. There's a difference in a hobbyist and a hoarder. And that difference is shame.
Wow.
Do you proudly display what you have? Or are you embarrassed?
There are parts of my shop that I fully would display, yes.
You're backtracking now, buddy. You're backtracking. So 80% of what we keep, we never use.
Wow.
80%.
Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it?
I've went through one purge in my office when I started remodeling Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I've got another one. I've got another one I need to do because the office still isn't done because I never have any time. But
well, here's some facts about clutter for Pack Rat Day.
Okay, all right. All right.
It can lead to stress. A cluttered space may lead to a cluttered mind.
Mm.
Cluttering eats time away. Having a better home organization means less time looking for the things you need.
Mm.
Garages are the main culprits. 50% of homeowners describe the garage as the least organized space in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it hinders your social life. People who live in cluttered spaces may feel embarrassed about it and isolate themselves. And then you end up on that show, Hoarders. So sometimes I just watch Hoarders to feel better about myself, if I'm being honest.
So, okay.
All right, my back room looks bad, but it doesn't look that bad.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.